Hey, come on in.
Small Business Saturday is right around the corner. And so is that shop you've been meaning to check out. On November 30th, support your local community by shopping small on Small Business Saturday, founded by American Express. Pick up a new outfit, a handmade gift, some vintage vinyl, maybe even some local tea.
Thanks so much. See you soon.
Shop on Small Business Saturday, November 30th. That's the powerful backing of American Express. You made it through all the starts and stops of your tech business. And when you're with Amex Business Platinum, you can count on a network of benefits to keep going, including access to over $1,000 in business and travel value annually. And thanks to 5x membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, you and your plugged-in engineers can get rewarded for working in the cloud. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Eli Lilly, stock peaked at $972. Mm-hmm. Now it's around $718, 26% drop. Mm-hmm. So we always talk about 20% drops is always a good indicator to start buying. So is it reason for concern or is it just a buying opportunity?
I know a lot of people are concerned if RFK is going to adjust or cause the entire pharma space to fall apart. There's a phrase I want you to look up today. It's called political lobbying. And who contributes the most? They're one of the organizations or sectors that contribute the most. Lilly will be fine. I put this price in Stock Club a month ago. This touched around Friday. I knew this is going to happen. This is more of a buying opportunity. And now, if it got to 672, I would be elated. I'm not saying that it will, but 672, I would love. But when a stock goes up this, like in November of last year, it was 579. The one on a tear, great. But a great lesson is to look up what the quarterly ranges are for stocks in the sector. And then look at, did Lilly get above that average range? And if so, are they coming back to the normal range that they should be in? So they're really just pulling back to the levels that they should be in. There was some exuberance in the pricing of the stock. Lilly would be fine. Now, some other ones in the space, I don't, probably not. They probably have some issues, but Lilly and Novo will be absolutely okay going forward.
They'll be fine. They'll be fine. Everybody can just relax. Like you said, it is an opportunity. When you're one and two in the space, and those two are, I'm glad you said Novo, and we spoke about them about 2 weeks ago. Those are number one and two in the space by far. And so you saw a slight pullback, obviously, with the election and the RFK part, but there's a part where they reported their earnings, and there were some misses on their two most prominent products, one being Zepbound, the other being Mounjaro. Zepbound for weight loss, right? Most people think weight loss, they think Ozempic. That is a Novo product. Zepbound is the Eli Lilly product. Mounjaro is its diabetes drug. Mm-hmm. And so they had a slight miss on that, which is understandable. We can see everything that's happening in that space this year, but they'll be fine. In fact, in terms of those two products, it's great, but they also have, and most people don't even realize, one of the only, there's only two Alzheimer's drugs on the market, mm-hmm. and they own one of them. And so you got a portfolio of products. That's why it's going to be a strong company. That's why it's going nowhere. That's why you don't worry when you see a pullback. You take advantage of the opportunity.
And so I quit investing at an all-time high. I don't care what the asset is. Bitcoin, us, NBA, I don't like. When it's 3%, 5% from the all-time high, it's not the time to buy it. I don't care how much fanfare or hype is around an asset. It's going to pull back at some point.
Come the percentage again.
20% drop is a buying place. But if it's like 5% from the high, like, no. Go let it go. Gotta let it go. But what do I know?
So Eli Lilly or Novo, which one is a better company?
Lilly, for sure. Better management, better product management, better moats. Homework assignment for everyone. What are the five things that makes Eli Lilly the strongest pharmaceutical company in the last decade of American business? Dig deep. Use ChatGPT if you need help. 01 reasoning. It'd definitely help a lot. But like, once you figure out what those competitive advantages are, they'll be okay. Are there things that can improve upon? Yes. I would love one more hit drug from them, but that team and the organization in Indianapolis is one of the best run ever. So, yeah. I know the Chiefs fell yesterday, but Lilly won't fall to Buffalo. And the Chiefs will be fine. Now, I saw some of the pundits. It's over for the Chiefs there. I'm like, bro, it's one game. One game.
First loss. Like, what?
Chill out. Chill out. Yeah.
I think you take both. I think if you're looking at healthcare, and that's the interesting part. When you look at the space and when you read a bunch of analysts and you watch pundits in the space, the top two in the space don't change. You can reverse order. It's like, I guess it would be like the Chiefs and the Lions, both are 9-1. Who's the best team? Well, they're both 9-1. They're both great teams right now. One's a Super Bowl champion, which I would say would be Lilly right now, but they're both great companies. So 1 and 2, my first choice would be Lilly for some of the reasons that just you named in terms of product space. I think their products are more readily used right now. And obviously, Nova, we spoke about the dependence that a country has on it. And so when it starts getting competitors, then you start seeing other people come into space. What do you now have to compete with it? I know they have other products as well, just not as prominently used throughout the United States.
Eli Lilly's at 717.82 as of now. The stock has gone up $601 in the last 5 years. A lot of these mistakes and questions that y'all ask will go away if you hold for a half decade. I don't care if you want to be with one of the people that add to Bernice's 30,000 in 1 week. Y'all need to stop tricking off y'all money on a bunch of shit and put your money into these companies. And if you don't, inflation will get higher. You'll see more white cabinets. And listen, I'm going to be real. RFK, Elon, Trump, they're moving how they're supposed to move. The issue is that we don't do it. We want to tear down our greats so fast, including us, so fast and not give up. Rashad told, we tried to get to the White House and get y'all to play. Okay. All them commentary pieces. Now we got Big MAGA in that administration. Hey, what do I know? But hold for 5 years. A lot of these dumbass questions, just these are jokes written by 85 South, goes away. If you hold for, put it in chat, hold for 5 years. Hold for five. Even some of y'all messaged me in Stock Club. Yo, this information is dated. No, this shit timeless. We're buying the same ones over and over again. There's a reason why after the Steve Harvey interview, they didn't go sell that shit to Adam 22. Hold for a five. How long y'all have had the business? God, man. Yo, quit fucking up. Y'all don't hold on to a bad 6-year relationship and sell Lilly in 2 weeks. What? Sell it to me. I'll buy it off you.
Hey, order up.
Small Business Saturday is right around the corner. And so is that shop you've been meaning to check out. On November 30th, support your local community by shopping small on Small Business Saturday, founded by American Express.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.